Hi, I'm Lauren Henley, National Policy Officer with Blind Citizens Australia. Over the next little while, I'll be speaking with two individuals who are blind or vision impaired who reside in one of the launch sites where the NDIS, or Disability Care Australia, commenced its rollout in July this year. So, Tracy and Marie, welcome and thank you for your time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We might start off with a question targeted at both of you. So, Marie, if you'd like to answer first, what were your initial thoughts about the scheme prior to it being launched? And were you excited about the prospect of being able to access the scheme?
I had some concerns, I guess, from the word go, because I was a bit concerned that a lot of the time when they talked about what was then referred to as the NDIS, they talked a lot about people who had very high support needs. And I was sort of wondering what niche would be created for people like myself who don't need a lot of support and don't have a lot of access with disability services. So I guess I was a bit concerned from the word go.
And how about you, Tracy?
I also had concerns more around there seemed to be a lot of unknowns, and my concern was that there are aspects of the scheme, I think, it seemed to me, that hadn't really been thought through. And my concerns were also around what would be provided. Would it be the lowest common denominator? So, for example, if somebody needed a piece of technology, would the default be the cheaper rather than the more expensive option, even if that cheaper option would only potentially half do the job or not do what that person actually needed.
Next question. How were you both contacted when rollout commenced in your area? Do you feel that you were well informed of the options that were available to you? So, Tracy, we might start with you this time.
Okay. I wasn't actually contacted. I had to fill in the online access checker, which for somebody who is independent and doesn't have a lot of support needs, really felt like quite a demeaning exercise. Once that had happened, I had to contact, there was a 1-800 number. They then gave me the number for the launch site in my area, so it was quite a convoluted process.
Okay. And Marie, did you have a similar experience?
Yeah, pretty much the same as Tracy's. I had to do the online checker tool, and that wasn't accessible. And it was quite degrading. I felt that it really wasn't capturing my needs and who I was. So it seemed to be, the lowest common denominator, I guess, in that respect.
Do either of you have any specific ideas as to how that could be improved for people in the future? So, Marie?
It really needs to be disability specific as opposed to being a general across the board, because asking someone who basically is independent and, you know, uses no services generally, you know, whether or not they can shower and all that kind of stuff, it's not capturing. If I was absolutely honest, I probably wouldn't even have registered, you know, as having had, you know, had a disability. But, you know, around decision making and those sort of needs, I mean, it just wasn't capturing the needs of people who are blind or vision impaired, I felt.
So, Tracy, was there anything else you'd like to add to that?
I would agree with what Marie's saying. This scheme can't be a one-size-fits-all exercise, because different disabilities have different challenges and different needs associated with that disability. So a one-size-fits-all tool is not going to capture that.
Okay, so I guess that leads into my next question and sort of somewhat answers it in a way.